Success's Promise, written by Trudy Canavan and read by Hannah Norris and Grant Cartwright.
The sound was more felt than heard. A deep concussion that shivered up through the feet and vibrated in the chest. As one, all of the wheelmakers looked up. Then, as the sensation faded, they turned to Tyon. He glanced from one to the other, a growing formless dread reflected in their anxious expressions. All was still, so the small movement near the main door to the workshop immediately caught his attention. A human-shaped shadow was taking form, rapidly sharpening and darkening. A woman, her mouth set in a grim line. "Claymar Fursa," he said. And as the others turned to face the sorcerer, their expressions changed to respect, and they touched two fingers to their heart to acknowledge their leader. Tyon followed suit. "Tyon Wheelmaker," the woman said, as she emerged into the world. "The Grand Market has been attacked. We need help." She looked around. "From all of you." Tyon nodded. "The attackers?" "Gone." She drew a deep breath and let it out, her eyes dark and haunted. "Half of the roof has collapsed. Many are buried." The wheelmakers exchanged horrified glances. Tyon picked up a rag and wiped at the grease on his hands. "We will go immediately." She nodded, then faded from sight. "I'll take you," Tyon offered. The other wheelmakers moved away from the machines they'd been working on and joined him in the only clear space in the room, the area in front of the main door. Each took hold of another worker, men and women linked by touch. "Ready?" A murmur of assent followed, then all sucked in a deep breath. Tyon drew magic from far above them, saving what imbued the city for weaker sorcerers with a shorter reach. While Doom was a world rich in magic, and the gap he left would soon be replaced when what was around it flowed in to fill the void, he would hate to be the reason other sorcerers were unable to help at the disaster site. As he pushed away from the world, the workshop seemed to be bleached of color and all sound ceased. He could feel a fresh indentation in the substance of the place between worlds coming from the direction of the council house, no doubt where Claymar Fursa had pushed through it to reach them. Conscious that he and his employees could only last in between worlds for as long as they could survive without air, he sent them quickly upwards, passing through the ceiling and first floor into a muted blue sky. Looking over Alba, the largest and most famous city of clayworkers in Doom, he sought the familiar arched profile of the Grand Market building. When he found it, he paused in shock. Fursa had been understating the damage, or more had occurred since. Only a quarter of the remarkable undulating roof, constructed by cementing together layers of flat bricks, remained.